HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit. Now.
Hey, this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. All right, welcome to the show. You know, for a lot of people out there, when it comes to the legal system, it's always a, let's just say, a haze. Like, it's difficult to kind of comprehend the legal system. A lot of us are not legal experts. So when it comes to anything to do with the legal system, we're all a little jittery, right? I feel like technology has come such a long way that it can make that system a whole lot easier. Access to information is stronger than it ever was in the past. And I've always wondered, why do lawyers love to use complicated jargon? So Shreya Sharma, hopefully you'll answer that for us. Shreya, what's the reason, by the way, that lawyers love using complicated jargon when they speak normally?
Sounds better now. When you say something in a fancy way, it sounds better. I guess that's why.
People who are watching / listening to this are wondering why we're speaking to Shreya. Shreya runs something called Rest the Case. They aim to provide and simplify legal jargon, and they connect clients with over more than 1,000 lawyers on their platform. First things first, really cool to speak with you. You're joining me from Pune, is that right? Is Rest the Case, I mean, of course, it's across borders, so I can, of course, download the app here and use it here and connect with a lawyer sitting in wherever, New York, if I want.
Yeah, so we currently have a website and we have lawyers from 180 cities in India currently.
Very cool. Very cool.
So we have lawyers from like bigger cities as well as smaller parts of the country as well. So we try to cover as much of country as we could.
Shreya, let's start with something basic. Of course, setting up something like this is all awesome and great. I want to ask you about what was the fundamental problem that you saw in the system and then decided to set something up like Rest the Case. So tell me more.
So basically, I thought that it's difficult to find a lawyer, right? And it's to go outside of court and see 5-6 people sitting there and be like, oh, I should go to this lawyer or this lawyer. There's a lot of confusion about who to go to, who to talk to.
Right.
And that was the main problem that we were willing, that we want to solve, sorry.
Right.
So what we have done on the website is we've kind of broken down the categories into smaller categories for people. So like, we don't just have, civil law. We have family. In family also, we don't just have family law. We have divorce. We have, custody. We have all, so we've broken down into smaller problems. So when someone is trying to find a lawyer, they can find it exactly for the reason that they require a lawyer.
Got it.
So
got
that,
it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Question. What you do is not like what we see in suits, right?
No, it's not.
So suits is a very exaggerated version, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the first day of law school, they told us that if you think that this is going to be like suits, you're in the wrong place. So
how sad. I was like half contemplating changing career after watching Suits, but it's sad to hear that it's not like that. Shah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Across India, what's like the most common legal issues that people really, get into? What is the most common legal issue?
So right now we get a lot of property cases. People are having issues of someone else encroaching their land, kind of thing. And the other issue that comes to us a lot is divorce cases. These two cases are what come in bulk, and then everything else is a little lesser. But yeah, these two are quite.
You know, talking about property and divorce together in one little chunk. Typically, if say I was approaching a legal issue that involved what you just mentioned, right, either property or either divorce, what is a roadblock I would face as a citizen that is a little hard to get over for me, and like, you know, that I get a little bit jittery to kind of do? Is it the finding the lawyer part? Is it kind of analyzing all the documents? Is it trying to figure out the legal jargon behind the entire case? Like, what is like the biggest problem that citizens would face, a regular citizen with no background in law at all?
I think the main issue is that there is this scare, you know, that if I start this legal thing, it'll go on forever. And
but isn't that true? That's what generally happens.
It doesn't. It's not always like that. There are ways for you to kind of break that down as well. Like there is, if you've heard of mediation, you can do that as well, which is also something a lawyer can tell you. Sometimes, in fact, it's happened, we've got some cases where the case was not even that big. Like, it could have just gotten sorted out with a little bit of paperwork and that kind of thing, and it would have gotten sorted out. So, what I think the main issue is that there's this scare that, oh, I have to go to a lawyer, I have to tell someone else this problem that I have.
Right.
And, you know, so I think that is a problem. But what is important is that we don't know what to do, and a lawyer does this every day. So the best thing is to go and ask a lawyer. You right. don't have to go ahead with it and fight a case for years. You just have to get the help, know what's going on, know where you are in all this, you know, that kind of
thing. Let me ask you about, from a perspective of building the tech behind the platform, Rest the Case, right? Talk to me about what that was like, what you've been trying to achieve with that. I know the idea is to make, you know, legal jargon simple and connect people with lawyers and, you know, give them a wide basket to kind of choose from. What was like the hurdles that you faced in trying to build the tech behind it, and how are you constantly trying to overcome that?
I think the toughest part was to make it exceptionally like user-friendly, in the sense that we wanted to go to people in the, like I was saying, we have it from 180 cities and we wanted to go to cities that are even a little smaller.
Right.
And, you know, can still be able to use what we have. So I think the biggest problem was that, you know, we faced, where we had to make all this easier for the people to use. So right now, so earlier there were way more steps, I think, to find a lawyer through the website also. I'm not gonna lie, when we started, it was easy because I kind of knew where to go with it. But for everyone else I gave it to, they didn't know how to find a lawyer on the website. Then we kind of made it easier and easier. And now it's literally just two clicks and you have a lawyer.
Oh, very cool.
So,
okay.
So we've tried to do that. And I think that from the very beginning, that was the biggest issue tech-wise that we had, was that we had to make it very, very simple and very, very like, I should be, the point of it is to find a lawyer easily. And if the website is not easy, then that makes no sense. So that's yeah.
Right. So how do you guys, I mean, what's the business model for you guys? I mean, are you guys, so it's D2C.
Yeah.
So
we don't get involved with the lawyers and clients, because we want to make sure that they, you know, are comfortable with each other. So we don't get involved in the middle of that. So we do the job of just connecting the both of them.
Fantastic. I'm sure in this tenure of trying to set this entire thing up, and by the way, how long has Rest the Case kind of been around?
In June, it'll complete 2 years.
Oh, nice. Okay, awesome. Great. So kind of like a pandemic baby, I can say that?
Yeah, it was.
Awesome. Okay. I'm sure you've had certain success stories through the tenure of these 2 years. You want to talk to me about some of those and how, you know, sometimes when you recall them, they always bring a smile to your face?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We, our first client was, it's not a success story, but it, for me and for my entire team, it was something that we were really, really like pushing every day to get one client was,
sure.
You know, it was tough. So, I think our first client was something that I still remember. I remember what case it was. I remember exactly how I came home. I told my parents that my sister got me a cake, and we had all that just because we had one client. So it was. So I think that that was a smaller thing that happened, but for us it was crazy that it happened.
That's
sweet. Someone was trusting us enough that we'll give them
why you found it like hard to believe that people are trusting you.
But yeah, it's not like I was saying, people are scared, you know, to
right.
get the legal help, and so it was hard for us to believe that someone is gonna trust us with all this.
My last question that I want to close out this kind of conversation with is the technology being integrated into the legal system. It's so weird because as we kind of do this, that whole Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial is like underway and whatnot. It's probably done by now from the time we were kind of, you know, talking about this. But honestly, what I want to kind of figure out is, where do you see technology being integrated, or rather, what's your predictions almost for the next 5 years? For technology being integrated into the legal system, is it still a very old school kind of paper and pen kind of system that is, it's going to be really hard to integrate technology? Are we not there yet? Where are we now, and where will we be in the next 5 years? By the way, these are completely your personal predictions. Like, they don't have to be based on the thing. This is what you feel.
Yeah. So I think that although like what you're saying, it is a very traditional method of doing things, but I think if the pandemic has shown us anything, it is that this can move online. Like, courts were having sessions online and smoothly. Obviously, in the beginning, it was not smooth, but then later on, they were all running smoothly. You know, even in fact, technology specifically, there was this thing that they was recently introduced for AI in law, which basically helped with giving judgments. So
okay.
You could put in your case details, and you could put in, you know, your what each of the parties was saying, and it would give a judgment. Obviously, the judge would then review the judgment and then say, you know, further clarify the judgment.
Sure.
But that was something that was introduced recently as well, to kind of add the AI in law.
Interesting.
And yeah, and even like I was telling you about mediation. So mediation is also now coming up big time, obviously in our country as well, but also online. A lot of mediation is now possible online. There are lots of platforms that do mediation online. So yeah, I think we're not moving there rapidly, I would say, but we're in the next 5 years, I think, where we should be. A lot of the stuff that we do, you know, related to law, is easily movable online now, I think.
Right.
In my personal
opinion. Awesome. I really hope it goes the way that you're saying it, you know, it is. And I want to thank you for kind of taking out the time to kind of chat with us. This has been so cool to get a little bit of an insight into, you know, your world. And I wish you guys all the very best. I mean, you're 23 years old, which is inspiration enough for a lot of people out there to kind of see and kind of, you know, listen to you. But thank you so much. And I wish you guys all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @OffAirWithKay. That is Off Air With K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.